Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Jim Bachman calling from Pennsylvania. And our discussion today is on gluten, celiac disease, migraine headaches, plaque psoriasis. So we're going to explore what the rationale is behind eating gluten-free and finding out if your backache, your knee ache, your shoulder ache, or your headache can be triggered or exacerbated by gluten-free, exacerbated by eating gluten. So, Dr. Jim Bachman from Greensburg, Pennsylvania, my telephone number, you can contact me directly, 724-836-5408, and I promise you there aren't 19 prompts to get through. Or you can go to my website, askingdrjim.com, askingdrjim.com. Our discussion today for the next 15 minutes or so is on gluten-free diet. But I find that education is always so important for folks to find out anything in life. So I'm going to share some of my education and my 38 years of experience with you, and perhaps this will make a difference in your life or one of your loved ones' lives or one of your family members or one of your neighbors. So what is gluten? Well, gluten is a protein normally occurring in grains, and the one that most people are familiar with most of the time is gluten. And gluten, I find, and the reason that I make this comment is because most wheat nowadays is GMO. It's genetically modified. And as a result of that, certain proteins that weren't there before are now there, and our body has not had the time to adapt to it. So in another 300 years, maybe that would be the case, or maybe not. But I find that these proteins trigger an allergic-like reaction in the body and may be producing your symptoms. And your symptoms may be celiac disease, where you have an autoimmune disease going on in your small intestine, which, if left unchecked, can produce very, very serious consequences. And if you have celiac disease, you know who you are. Perhaps gluten or its counterpart gliadin, which is another protein in wheat, is triggering your plaque-like psoriasis. Mimics psoriasis identically, or perhaps eczema, or perhaps triggers your migraine headaches, or produces your joint aches, your backache, your neck ache, your shoulder ache, your knee problems, your tired feet. There is a reason for your symptoms, and most of the time it is not a lack of anti-inflammatories, anti-digestive agents, such as the H2 acid blockers. Most of the time, there is a physical reason. So if you would like to find out more, if perhaps your symptoms are being triggered from gluten or gliadin, give me a call, 724's area code, 836-5408, or you can contact me through my website, www.askingdrjim.com. So what's an autoimmune disease? Well, if you've had an allergy attack or you know someone who has had an allergy attack, maybe you develop hives after eating something or being exposed to some kind of organic chemical, maybe perfume or something of that nature. And as a result of that, you develop hives. Well, that's very similar to what is going on, and you have to stop it. And if you don't stop it, it can develop into bigger issues. So, thank you, Jennifer. Thank you. And we will explore that even a little bit further, because about 1% of the adults worldwide, and that's an estimate, will suffer from gluten problems. And you may want to pass this information on, pass this program on, and they can contact me, because now we have the internet, and the internet is all over the world. So why not share this information? Because 1% of the population worldwide, it's estimated, has celiac disease. And we know there's a direct relationship between gluten exposure, and there seems to be a threshold for most people who have sensitivities to it. And it's about 10 milligrams a day, which isn't a whole lot. And for some folks, it's in foods and different sources that they are not familiar with. So we're going to explore that a little bit more. And you can get out a pencil and a paper and keep track of what I'm saying as far as the sources, because some of them will absolutely ground you when you find out what they are. So this is Dr. Jim Bachman. I've been working with folks since 1976, helping them to improve their life, helping them to add life to their years and years to their life. And we do it naturally because we find that people do not develop symptoms because they have a lack of medication or they have too many parts and they need to be taken out surgically. People develop symptoms because there's something going awry. Because if you didn't have the symptoms prior to and now you have the symptoms afterwards, then whatever that triggering mechanism is the culprit. And the body can only respond in certain ways. And if it's constantly being barraged by gluten and gliadin and it's sensitive, there's a certain threshold that you have to meet that starts to trigger reactions. And those reactions may be not even something you're very familiar with. Maybe your migraine headaches. Maybe your joint aches. Maybe your fatigue. Maybe your Sjogren's symptoms. So, with that being said, and it's estimated that 5 to 10% of the people that have gluten sensitivities are not properly diagnosed. So, what do you do if you have gluten sensitivities? Well, perhaps you haven't been formally diagnosed, but you want to find out for yourself. You want to help yourself, because that's what the world is all about, helping each other and helping yourself. So, go on a gluten-free diet for 30 days. 30 days. Now, it's a tough chore. I will be the first to admit I have gluten sensitivities, and if I get into a certain threshold, I have start to have problems. But my problems are not what we call celiac disease. My problems are developing around a set of symptoms called acid reflux. So this is Dr. Jim Bachman. My contact information is 724-836-5408. So, www.askingdrjim.com, and you can find out more. So if you want to find out if you can be helped by reducing the gluten in your diet, you have to find out whether your hives or whether your swollen joints or maybe your migraine headaches or your acid reflux is coming from this. Try a gluten-free diet. Replace the wheat in your diet. You have to become a label reader. And the most common sources of gluten and its culprit gliadin are from wheat. Why wheat? Well, wheat, in my opinion, is GMO, genetically modified. And as a result of it, there are proteins available now in that wheat that have never been in our diet before. And as a result of it, our body cannot deal with it. And if you're eating two or three slices of bread with breakfast and two or three slices of bread with lunch and two or three slices of bread and pastries and things like that with dinner, then the body can only tolerate so much. And then the immune system goes into overdrive and starts to turn on the defenders called NF-kappa-B genes, and then those genes trigger your symptoms. And the treatment, although medication can calm it down for a while, doesn't fix it. You have to find out what's going on in order to fix it. So, become a label reader. You have to realize that gluten is in a lot of foods that you may not be familiar with. Your diet needs to be very, very what we call clean, which means whole foods. If it comes in a package and if you can't understand the label, get rid of it. So for 30 days, go on a gluten-free diet, as gluten-free as you possibly can. And that diet would consist of meat, fish, nuts, legumes, which are beans, fruits, vegetables, potatoes. Maybe the grains that you would replace would be arrowroot or buckwheat, chia seed, quinoa, corn cereals. But you have to read the label to see if there's any wheat starch in the labels. Rice is very, very low in gluten, so that would be a good substitute. Sorghum is very, very low, and that is another good source of whole grains, because you have to be careful when you're on a gluten-free diet, because gluten is where most of the fiber is in your diet. So you have to be cautious that you don't develop nutritional deficiencies or undernutrition for fiber as well as vitamins and minerals, because a lot of the vitamins and minerals are in fortified foods nowadays, and they also contain gluten. So, that being said, understand that there has to be a reason you're having your symptoms. You may not be aware of it, but if you're a consumer of alcohol, wine, in the processing of wine, there's gluten. The barrels are sealed with gluten-like compounds. Beer is made from, very often made with wheat in it and starch in it to clarify it. And I know you've probably read and heard and seen the papers written on consuming alcohol on a daily basis and how it's good for you. But keep in mind, there may be gluten in it. So explore that information so you are absolutely sure you're cutting down as much exposure as you possibly can. If you would like more information or want me to share some of my 38, 39 years of experience in helping people, call me directly, 724-836-5408, or go to my website, www.askingdrjim.com, and contact me that way. Education is so important, in my opinion, and we need to educate people that just taking a medication doesn't solve the problem. You have to find out what the cause of the problem is. If you're going down the road and it's winter time in Pennsylvania, and that's where I am, and you look in front of you and you see a glaze on the road and it's 25 degrees and it just rained, that should be a pretty good indication to you that you should slow down, that you may lose traction. Well, if you develop a migraine headache every time you don't sleep long enough, or every time you smell certain perfumes, or every time that you eat or drink dairy or eat a muffin, then that should be a pretty good clue that there's something that you're consuming or being exposed to that is triggering that. That's a reaction of the body to try to get rid of it. It's a natural protective mechanism. So if you are still consuming the same things that trigger that, and you're taking an anti-inflammatory, or you're doing something to impair your immune system, you are opening up Pandora's box for bigger problems. It's like continuing down that slippy slope, as they say, going 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. Eventually, you're going to lose traction, and you're going to be in a world of hurt. The same thing is true if you're gluten sensitive. Find out if you are. Become gluten-free for 30 days and find out if it makes a difference. It may be the reason that you have acid reflux. Gluten may be the reason why you have those painful joints or those migraine headaches or those plaque-like psoriasis or eczema or totally wiped out and you just got up in the morning. So If you would like more information, give me a call, 724-836-5408, or go to my website, www.askingdrjim.com, and share this information with a friend.